Like Toronto, New York, and other film festivals, Sundance, in the play gear, was virtual. It reduced its scope and crammed 73 films into 6 days. Nothing unspooled, it all streamed digitally, with 28 satellite drive-in sites scattered around the country. Here in the East, it was freezing, and we got the snow, Park City didn't. Our film critic Harlan Jacobson sees black and white in color at Sundance this year.
Sundance this year took the measure of race, where we've been, where we are, maybe where we're headed. Sundance 21 was Black History Month condensed to a concentrated week. One after another, across the Sundance spectrum of American dramatic films and documentaries, the stories focused on black characters, historical or fictional, first and foremost coming to terms with identity and with color. Fred Thompson, Alvin Ailey, Rita Moreno, Romeo and Juliet on Instagram, Black Baltimore under surveillance cameras, Prisoners in the Ivory Coast. The black films that carried the most weight stemmed from the shift in the 1960s when black politics straddled a divide between Martin Luther King's integration with equal rights and the rise of younger black power leaders, when, as one of the films at Sundance noted, consciousness shifted from Negro to black. The lineup points to the state of things 50 years later. Judas and the Black Messiah returns to the Chicago of 1969 and the FBI assassination of Black Panther Party head Fred Hampton. It's based on the story of an FBI plant inside the Chicago Panther organization. The feds identified Hampton as a political talent, which, in FBI parlance, meant threat. Here, Martin Sheen dramatizes the moment when FBI Chief J. Edgar Hoover gives the agency its marching orders.
The Black Panthers are the single greatest threat to our national security. Our counterintelligence program must prevent the rise of a black messiah.
You're looking at 18 months for the stolen car, 5 years for impersonating a federal officer, or you can go home.
What do you want?
Get close to Hampton.
The Black Panthers are forming a rainbow coalition of oppressed brothers and sisters of every color.
Neutralize him by any means necessary.
Judas and the Black Messiah is directed by Shaka King. It was produced by Ryan Coogler, who cut his teeth winning Sundance with Fruitvale Station in 2013 and then going on to direct Black Panther 3 years ago. It stars Daniel Kaluuya, memorable in both Get Out and Black Panther, as Hampton at the moment he's had enough. Lakeith Stanfield is the snitch to an FBI agent played by Jesse Plemons. Warner Brothers used Sundance to launch the film, which opens and streams next Friday. Swing all the way to the love side of the dial, in exactly the same year, 1969, and there was no better film at Sundance than the film that won its U.S. documentary competition and audience award Tuesday night, Summer of Soul, or When the Revolution Could Not Be Televised. How about the chance to see and hear Stevie Wonder, Nina Simone, B.B. King, Sly and the Family Stone, the Staple Singers, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Herbie Mann, Hugh Masekela, the Chambers Brothers, Marilyn McCoo in the Fifth Dimension, very nervous for being included and thought of as black at all, and Mahalia Jackson in a duet given full throttle with Mavis Staples of Precious Lord Take My Hand, Martin Luther King's favorite song. All you had to do was come on down. It was all for free. Summer of Soul presents the Harlem Cultural Festival that took place over 6 weekends in New York City's Mount Morris Park, at 124th Street and 5th Avenue. But the great and mighty Woodstock Festival took place 100 miles north of New York City and sucked up all the oxygen, not to mention media attention. Except for those in Mount Morris Park, the festival during that hot summer of 69 stayed buried till the producers of the film and Roots drummer Amir Questlove Thompson and his brilliant editor Josh Peterson pulled together the narrative from hours of footage stored for 50 years by the late producer Hal Tulchin after he couldn't sell any coverage to the three main networks. We landed on the moon in the middle of this summer series of free concerts, but to those in Mount Morris Park, well, that was white moon, white people. Harlem Cultural Fest was all black people, getting a measure of how wide the black musical range was, from Mahalia to Sly to Motown and Fifth Dimension, and how they were all part of the soundtrack for the emerging power of black identity. The result is thrilling. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.
Jesus wore,
Jesus wore,
oh, when he wore,
Jesus wore,
when Jesus wore,
Jesus wore,
washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day,
oh, happy day,
oh, happy day,
oh, happy day,
oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.